This is Archives Collection Oral History Interview Number 6, recorded on December 16, 1969, with Mr. George S. Hecker concerning his experiences on the Bernard Free Skin and Cancer Hospital Board of Trustees from 1951 to the present. Mr. Hecker has been a member of the Board of Directors of the Bernard Free Skin and Cancer Hospital in St. Louis from 1951 on, Secretary of the Board between 1955 and 1960, President of the Board from 1961 to the President, and Treasurer of the Washington University Medical School and Affiliated Hospitals from 1964 to the present.
I think before I start talking, I should place a Barnard Hospital in its historical context, because much of what has occurred in Barnard since its affiliation with the Washington University Medical School is a result of a transition from its original concept to the present unit within the framework of the legal instruments which constitute the bases of the hospital's existence. Now, these instruments are deeds of gift from George D. Barnard of certain land to a hospital formed in the early 1900s for the purpose of the care and treatment of medically indigent cancer patients. These gifts of land were gifts on condition. They required that the land be used for the purposes of the hospital, that the hospital be a free hospital, and I believe it was in the deeds of gift that he required that the hospital be named the Barnard Free Skin and Cancer Hospital. The deeds of gift of the land also provided that the restrictions were to follow with the land. That is to say, if the land given by the deeds of gift were sold, the proceeds would have to be reinvested in land and improvements for the purpose of continuing on the hospital. These early deeds of gift, it's my best recollection, were for land on what is now Forest Park. You'd have to refer to the deeds of gift. They're available to get the precise locations of these parcels of land. The Barnard was a well-to-do philanthropist who had no children, and a group of doctors, including Dr. Tausig at the turn of the century, were concerned with the fact that the poor, ridden with cancer, were unable to obtain hospital beds for care and treatment, both because of the limited number of beds available and also because of the expense. These doctors banded together and volunteered their time and talents for the care and treatment of the medically indigent cancer poor, and they interested Barnard in contributing money to this cause. This became a Barnard's chief philanthropic interest, and hence the deeds of gift. When he died, he made a provision for his wife and provision for the hospital. He created trusts, of which are still in existence and of which the hospital is the primary beneficiary. His wife elected to take against his will, and realizing what she had done after the fact, several years later, she then became one of the principal supporters of the hospital, which bore her husband's name, and in her will created a trust which undid the consequences of, that is, which were in substitution for the consequences of what she did when she elected to take against her will, and so we have a trust under the will of Mary L. Barnard, which also underpins the finances of the hospital. When the hospital the hospital moved from Forest Park to Washington, just east of Grand, and constructed a building in which it operated for many, many years as a specialty hospital, which achieved worldwide recognition and fame for cancer research, which was performed by such individuals as Cowdery and others. And it was a free hospital. That is to say, that all patients who were admitted to the hospital were medically indigent, and no charges were ever made for any care received in Barnard. The the physicians volunteered their time and talents free also, and this was a very unique hospital. But during the latter part of the 40s, hospital expenses increased. The building became older and older. The hospital was in need of new equipment. It was an independent hospital, not affiliated with a university medical school. It became increasingly apparent that the hospital was on a one-way road to economic extinction unless moves were made to affiliate it with a hospital. The history of the struggle to affiliate with Washington University Hospital is written in the law books. In the latter part of the 40s, then under the hospital's officers, under the leadership of John Shepley, the then president of the hospital, commenced negotiations with the medical school for affiliation with the medical school. It was contemplated that the hospital, Barnard, would sell its land and facilities and purchase a tract of land within the medical center immediately north of the present Barnes Hospital, between Barnes and what is now Wohl Hospital. Parenthetically, Mr. Wohl was a member of the Barnard board, and he was proposing at that point of time to contribute monies with which to build Wohl Hospital. It was the plan that Wohl Hospital